What does it mean to be elevated to the leadership group?
Not actually sure, to be honest. I think it's pretty cool to be seen in that light from up here, and I suppose the executive team, the footy department, the coaching staff as well. So it's a massive honour, and I'll take it with both hands and try and lead my own way.
Talking to Joel, he said you've started showing a bit of an interest in meetings and the like last year. Is it something that I suppose you put on your radar that you'd like to do as part of your football, you know, be a leader like this?
Not necessarily. I just think I was heavily invested into the footy club, and when I'm invested in something, I like to just show a lot of care and that sort of thing. So that was just a natural progression, just speaking up in meetings and just trying to, I suppose, instill the things I believe in through the group.
Is it something that's come natural to you, that sort of leadership role?
I don't know if it comes naturally to anybody, really. It's just, like I said before, just that care and I suppose the investment that I have in this football club from what they've done for me. So I just wanted to give as much back as I could and just be the best person I can.
Does it change anything in terms of what you do around the club now, or is it just a title?
I think it changes a little bit. I mean, you're seen in the leadership aspect, so you've got to, I suppose, just walk and talk the values and live the values of this football club. So it will change what I have to do, but in the way I play and the way I approach things, not really, but the way I suppose I like I said, I live the values and I try and drive the standards at the footy club, it'll change massively.
You had to deal with a few injuries last year, and you were sort of thrust into that role in defence in your second year of footy. Do you think that matured you a bit into where you've got to today, sort of dealing with quite a young defence at times last year?
Oh, not matured me at all. I was 25, so it's not exactly like I was 19 years old in my second year. So whether that was a blessing being a bit older and having that sort of happen at the start of last year, but I've got a lot of great people down there to lean on as well with Blitz and Zach Tuohy. So we all got through it together, and it was good to come out the other side and really live that experience together. And then we obviously got Harry and Hendo back, and now we're all fit and firing and ready to go again.
Speaking of that, logjam of players pushing for round one in defence, it's going to be selection headache, isn't it?
Oh, selection headache all over the ground. Midfield, forward, defence. I don't think there's anybody or any sure fit 22 at the moment. We saw some really good things from, obviously Jordan Clark came in with a bang, Tommy Atkins, Dal, Gary Rowan, they've all come in and done some really good things. So I think forward, back, midfields. And it's awesome. It's good to have those competitions. It's healthy competition, and you can get after it at training and try and go up against blokes you're competing against for a spot. So it's been good for us.
Is you getting put on ice late? Was that all part of a plan, modified minutes into this week after a 6-day break?
No, it actually wasn't. I got tapped on the shoulder at half time and said, "You're done." And I was like, "Hang on, what's going on here?" So Scarlett just said, "Yeah, just happy to see me just sort of sit in the boundary and see the game from a different aspect and just help out in the sideline." So just a bit of a different little look on the game, I suppose.
Blessing in disguise to pull up a bit.
Oh, it's fine. Yeah, I feel like I haven't played a game, so I basically didn't. I only played 40% game time or something, so it was a bit different this morning, waking up full of energy again after supposedly a game, so it was good.
Just back on the leadership, I suppose, who makes the approach to you from the club point of view and says, "Look, this is where we see you're at, and we're going to elevate you in," and I suppose that conversation that takes place, can you take us through that?
So I just got a call from Lloydie. We just had I don't know how to put it. We were down in Torquay just as a group, coaching and players, and just went through what we're aiming for this year and had some conversations with Wellesley and Scarlo and these sorts of people, just spoke about what the footy club meant to them, and then we had our leadership voting process after that, and then I suppose the coaching staff and the players viewed me in that light. So, and then, just got a phone call from Lloydie just saying congratulations, and simple as that, basically.
How quickly do you switch to round one? Are you thinking about it now, or is it still a little while away?
No, not quite. I think having this little couple of days now to just obviously get the season launch done and have a couple of days to really spend some time with the family and the friends and these sort of things, it'll be refreshing and a nice little healthy period for us. But as soon as that Tuesday session comes next week, our main session, I'll just be absolutely hanging to get out there and just chomping at the bit. So I'm looking forward to it, Hedge.
The Pies forward line got a lot of threats down there.
Oh, they got a lot of threats everywhere. They're a quality outfit, and that's why they made the grand final last year. So, got to treat them with a lot of respect, but we can't be waiting for them to show us what they've got. We've got to go at them hammer and tong and just meet it head first and get after it.
Yeah, is that a chance then for you guys to make a statement for this season, round one? I think you guys got a pretty big month as well.
Yeah, we got a pretty tough first seven, so it'll be good to start on the right foot and show up against, like you said, a strong Collingwood outfit and get after them. I mean, we got them, then Melbourne down here, Adelaide over there, GWS. So it's a very strong month to start, but we're just going to back ourselves in and back our system, and even if teams know what we're trying to do, we should just be good enough at what we're trying to execute to just win.
Yeah, I guess you guys will get a real feel for where you're at then.
Yeah.
After that period.
Yeah, absolutely. But like I said, we're just going to back ourselves in and just do what we've worked on all pre-season, and if our best is good enough, then that's what it is.
Just in the back line, a good chance for Zach Guthrie, Mark O'Connor, these guys to step up in the absence of Jed Buse and Zach Tui coming around line.
Yeah, it was awesome. Mark's already playing some big games already, so Zach. So, I mean, Mark played in the elimination final last year, but just another, opportunity for them to gel on game day, because there's only so much you can do at training in terms of learning each other's positioning and how each other goes about it. So for them to get the exposure with a more experienced back line down there was really good, and they're really both really competing really hard. Mark's come a long way in 2 years, and so Zach, so it was a great opportunity for him.
And leading into round one, I guess, you know, DeGoey, Stevenson, these guys are pretty dynamic down there. It would be another test for those two boys, and whoever, Jordan Clark as well, for some of these young small defenders.
Yeah, absolutely. But I think the variety we've got down there, I mean, Blitz can play on a bloke 150 centimetres or 210 centimetres, so the versatility he shows. And Harry as well, he's had a fantastic pre-season. Collar plays tall, small. I play tall and small. So we've got a lot of blokes who, I suppose everyone's saying we're tall down there, but we can all play versatile roles and really have a crack at everyone. So we're looking forward to it.
Jordan Clark surprised you what he's done on the field? I mean, it's one thing to show it in training, but another thing to do it, you know, with watching?
Nah, not at all. I spoke to SEN the other day, and just his temperament around the group. He's not shy about coming forward. He's not afraid of taking risks, and he backs himself in, which is great. And he's not afraid to make a mistake, which for a lot of young kids coming into the system, that's what holds a lot of them back, is just fear of failure and fear of making mistakes. So the way he goes about it has not surprised me at all. He's as tough as nails, and he's a really, really good kid. I've got a lot of time for him.
Reshuffle the back line tomorrow with Anna, a late withdrawal.
Yeah, I only found that out before. Obviously, I missed training last night, so Teague's out, but I think Georgie Rankin comes in, and I'm not sure who the other inclusion
George
was.
Georgie Clark.
Oh, yeah, right. That's fine. Yeah, she's fit and firing. Obviously, Soph as well going down is a bit disappointing, but the girls are on fire. I don't even know why I need to shut up anymore. They had the best defensive performance against the Brisbane team when I wasn't there, so I'm not sure if I'm needed on game day anymore, but no, I'm looking forward to it. Obviously, the season's winding up for the girls, and they've had a really good show coming into finals, so they're a massive chance to go deep, and I couldn't be prouder of them.